Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Immunity or not to immunity, Weinstein conviction overturned, commencement canceled, and something that will make us all feel old. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, 3 hours of oral arguments about Donald Trump's immunity. The question is, can a president be charged for crimes for things he does in office as the president that are related to his job? Trump's lawyers claim that you cannot hold a president or former president in a criminal trial until first he's been impeached and convicted in the Senate. If he hasn't been, and Trump never was, then there can't be a criminal trial. His lawyer said, why was Obama not charged for any crimes for bombing with drones U.S. citizens in the Middle East? Could Biden be charged with crimes for opening up our border? The progressive justices said, well, hold on. So a president can murder someone and not be charged with a crime? Justice Jackson said that something can't be an official act if he also benefits personally. It's a 6-3 court. Three of them were put on the court by Donald Trump. The decision will be released late July. The rape trial of Harvey Weinstein has been overturned by New York's highest court. A 4-3 opinion found the trial judge, erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying claims and portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said they will retry the Weinstein case if the alleged victims are willing to come forward again. One of the victims said it's a stark reminder of the male entitlement that persists in our society. USC, University of Southern California, is the first university to cancel their commencement address and graduation ceremony because of the pro-Hamas Palestine demonstrations. Many more universities surely to follow. 93 people were arrested by the LAPD the other day for trespassing. The main commencement ceremony at USC is usually attended by 65,000 people. The class valedictorian said that this move was a result of an anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian campaign of racist hatred. In today's Make You Feel Old story of the day, Charlie Woods teed off yesterday to try to qualify for the U.S. Open. Yes, that's Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' son. He didn't make it, shot 9 over 81, 3 double bogeys, that's not going to cut it. But he's 15! His dad turned pro when he was 20. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day, next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I hope you never have to go to court. Obviously, you don't want to be charged with a crime. But in the civil realm, taking someone to court or being sued yourself is now a disaster in New York State. So, We all expect justice in America, but that does not exist anymore. I can give you hundreds of examples of injustice. And it's not just incompetency, it's ingrained in the system. So we all know that 4 out of the 5 DAs in New York City don't really prosecute aggressively even violent crimes. So criminals go unpunished. That is injustice. But in your life, you could be sued. Car accident, something happens on your property, somebody hurts you, medical, on and on and on and on. If you are sued and have to defend yourself in court, or even if you file a lawsuit against somebody else, you better have hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are 1.3 million lawyers approximately in the USA, and most of them want to make as much money as possible. And most of them bill by the hour, and the client has no idea. There's no oversight. I hope you never have to go to court. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Patricia, President Trump speaks the truth. He does not lie. He is America. Oh. President Trump exaggerates quite often. He has made many misstatements. He grasps the situation, I think. That's a pretty good grasp of reality. But he uses hyperbole. There's a word of the day, huh? To make his points sometimes. And he's not real interested in what is accurate. You know, he's going to say what he wants to say. So whether that's a lie or not, I don't really care. But and he's not America. He's a politician. And you like him or you don't. Tim Dorman's, Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. If Biden doesn't debate Trump, should we expect Trump to debate RFK? I don't think so. That wouldn't get Trump anywhere. Why would he debate RFK Jr.? What if RFK Jr. starts to attack him and it gets into a mud fest? What does Trump have to gain by that? I wouldn't think he would, but anything possible. Scott, why does it seem like it's only the left that cancels people? How far back do you have to go to find a similar environment on the right? 1950s, the blacklist, the communist witch hunt. That was all conservatives. And fascinating time to read Killing Reagan. Ronald Reagan was up to here in that, okay? Fascinating. But that's how far you have to go. Today, conservatives are not driving the cancel culture. That's for sure. The left is. Glenn Richardson, Baldwin, Missouri. I used to watch the O'Reilly Factor every evening. And once I found the No Spin News, I now watch that with regulation. I learn something every time I do. Well, that's what we're in business to do, Glenn. I mean, we just don't give you the same old PAP, P-A-P. You know, we're advancing the stories. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Warm weather nearly here. If you are taking a trip this summer, the time to start planning is now. Here are some popular destinations for 2024, ranked by U.S. News and World Report. In the USA, the top five starts with the Grand Canyon, followed by San Diego, Yellowstone National Park, and Honolulu. The number one destination in the USA, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The peninsula is home to beautiful beaches, but also there are a number of great white sharks swimming around. The predators are often seen just a few yards from oblivious tourists. That is not good. There have already been this year 150 sightings of great whites near Cape Cod. Overseas, Americans are heading to the UK and Ireland. Folks looking for tropical climates are jetting to the Dominican Republic, Brazil, and Mexico. But if you're going south of the border, beware. Cartel violence now rampant, and tourists are not protected, generally speaking. The number one destination for international travel this summer is Paris, France. The French capital is hosting the Summer Olympics in July and August. In total, the City of Light will be a temporary home to 15,000 athletes, 20,000 journalists, 50,000 volunteers, and 15 million visitors from every country on earth. With war raging in Ukraine and the Middle East, French authorities are worried about terrorism. President Macron announced last week that his government has an alternative plan should intelligence agencies suggest a terror attack is imminent. And here's something else you might not know. The most popular destination for Americans this summer is staying at home. Half of adults say they plan to enjoy local parks, beaches, and sports less than an hour from their house. Staycations, I hate that word, but it is popular. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.